Well, greetings, and I'd like to say good morning and good afternoon, and just to make sure I catch everything, good day. So here we are, one more festival season beginning, and it's just unbelievable how fast these turn around. You blink your eyes and here you are, the first day of unleavened bread again. But there is an action that we do every Holy Day season, and it's found in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 and 17. If you turn there, please. Here God tells us, three times in a year shall your males appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall be given as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. Now, what I'd like to do is focus on this word able. If you look this word up, you'll see it means an open hand, an indication of power, means, or direction. You see, the open hand is used to impart a gift to someone else. Now, some time ago, I had to go to Denver, a Denver office. We have an office there in Denver. And at the office building, there was an Oriental gentleman. I believe he was Japanese. He operated a snack bar. And you could tell this man loved his work and he loved his customers. He sustained a smile at all times, but that smile increased immensely when he served his food to his customers. He had a certain way that he used to serve an order. And I can't show you this. I wish I could show you, but I can't show you this over the internet. I'll try to describe it. He would hold the order in his hand and extend it to you with both hands. And as you took the order out of his hands, he would keep his hands together, cupped together next to each other, and until you had received your order. And then he would slowly bow his head and smile. And it's a gesture I'll never forget. It almost made me want to go back and buy something again just to see him do that, because it was just such a nice gesture. And I'll never forget that guy. And if you think about it, God gives us gifts, and it all involves using the hand. You think about the food that is grown and prepared that God gives to us is prepared using the hand. The clothing he provides for us, which involves the use of the hands to weave the clothes. And you might say, oh yeah, it's made by machines now. Well, somebody had to build the machines by hand. The clothes that we wear are made by hand. The homes that he has given us to protect us from the elements were built by hands. But the greatest gift God has ever given us is the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that is imparted by the placing of the open hand on the head. And even the blessing of the little children, the blessing is transmitted by the hand on the head of the child. And you remember Jacob, Israel, blessing Ephraim and Manasseh by placing his hands on their head. While we see that the one receiving the gift has a benefit, there's a benefit to the giver as well. And let's look at a basic principle taught to us by our Savior. And that's in Acts 20, verse 35. Acts 20, 35. I've showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that is a very deep teaching when you look into it. The word blessed or blessed means blissfully elated. And the word receive literally means to get hold of by the hand. A few years ago, I had a friend, and unfortunately he died some time back. He was a church member, and he was struggling to make ends meet. He had no way to listen to services, he had no computer, and listening by the phone was a challenge because it was a long-distance charge, which he couldn't afford. Now, Ron and I decided to buy him a small laptop. We invited him over for dinner and presented him the laptop. And with my hands, I placed the laptop in his hands. At first, he didn't understand that we were giving him the laptop, but when he realized that it was a gift, his eyes welled up. And he had tears in his eyes, and you could see the joy in his face. He was indeed blessed by receiving the gift of the laptop. But Ron and I had much more joy than him by just giving him that laptop. You see, receiving indeed makes you happy, but giving makes you so much happier. You can see that when a parent gives a child a toy, and that child is just so elated, but the parents have much more joy when they see their child receive the gift. And this is what Christ is teaching us. He said it will be more blissfully, you'll be more blissfully elated to give with an open hand than to take hold of by the hand. And why is that? Because you are reflecting the very character of the living God. For God blissfully elated when he gives to us. Note that nothing is said about what is in the hand or how much is in the hand. It's the act of giving is what brings true happiness. You're not told to give more than you can hold in your hand, figuratively able to support. And you are giving according to what you can hold, or according to your means. You may find a note in Deuteronomy 16:16 that the word able also means according to the gift of the hand. So today, by giving by the hand an amount of money that you've determined that you have the means to give, and when you place that gift in the basket, the hand of God is receiving it. And you are blessed because you are mimicking your Father in heaven. And the Father is blessed because he has a child that is happy to obey him. Today's offertory music will be Psalm 5, Give Ear to My Prayer, and will be performed by Mrs. Paula Henderson.